Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. We are back here Friday, June the 4th, 2021, 16 minutes past the hour. Mary Ellen Withrow, Angie Evers in studio with us this morning. Terry Klein brought in the Buckeye Donuts, and Jeff Ruth here tasting donuts as well this morning on this Getaway Friday. You know, Terry just said something, and I want to make mention of this. Effley Bailey died yesterday at the age of 87. Effley Bailey died, and Angie told me about this. Effley Bailey was on this show April 28th, just about a month ago he was on. He sounded good then, but I will say this about Effley Bailey, and we'll remember him more next week. I'll play a clip of the interview from April 28th, but Effley Bailey, he had a tie to Marion. A lot of people don't know this. I didn't know this till I interviewed him, but he met Sam Shepard at the Marion prison. That's where they met when Dr. Shepard was in prison. Hang with me, caller. I'll be with you in just a second. And he also defended Sam Shepard, which was probably the biggest murder case in the history of Ohio, and got Sam Shepard out of jail, not to mention kept O.J. Simpson out of jail and a whole lot of other people. So my take on Effley Bailey always was a lot of people disliked him because they felt Sam Shepard was guilty, they felt O.J. Simpson was guilty, but you've got to say, if you believe they were guilty, then Effley Bailey was a genius because he kept them out of jail. So that's my remembrances of Effley Bailey. Smart, defend, and by the way, defended those people till the day he died. April 28th, he still on this show said O.J. Simpson and Sam Shepard were innocent. So there you go. Yes. But he was so good. The again, the O.J. trial, everybody watched it. His cross-examination of Mark Furman, just watch it. It's on YouTube. If you ever wanted an attorney, if you could afford him, that's who you'd want to get. Go ahead, caller.
Well, that was very informative news.
Well, thank you.
To get back to the donuts?
Yes, go right ahead.
Well, Roker's was on South Main Street when I graduated in 1947. And Bill Roker was in the class.
Oh, okay.
So that is very old.
So it was
I think probably that was our first bakery in town.
Now that was on Main.
South Main.
South Main. Is the building still
Church.
There?
Probably not. In that they had the big building on the corner, and I think it was next to that.
So they just did they do more than just donuts?
Yes, they were a full-fledged bakery, yes. And as for the Washington Street Bakery, my father used to walk over there every morning and get his Ranger cookies. And he had his office at 474 South Prospect Street. He was a manual therapist. And what is your number there, if I may ask?
You know what, the number here, 523, is that right? Yeah, I believe so, 523.
523, you'd be on the opposite side of the street when he was at 474 South Prospect Street. But that's all I remember about the bakeries, but it's way back in 1947.
What was a Ranger cookie?
It was kind of a crispy cookie, and it had coconut in it and nuts.
Oh, very nice. Well,
good, but that was his favorite there.
Well, I appreciate the memories. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, we're finding out a lot about the donut history in Marion, which is fun. You know, that's why you love to take calls, because people fill a lot of holes in. 740-383-9944 if you have any donut history you'd like to share. We're going to get in now. Do we have our second batch of donuts ready to go here?
I mean, I brought.
Let's go with that. Our second taste test.
Okay.
And I have the third over with me.
Okay.
All right.
Are
so.
Are you gonna finish that glazed one?
I will. I'm working on it. It's just hard to eat and talk at the same time. So I'm going to work on it. So let's get another trivia question in here. Okay. We did the jelly donut one. Okay. What year was the first Krispy Kreme donut sold? How about that? What year was the first Krispy Kreme donut sold? Go ahead, caller.
Hi. No one has mentioned the Worley's Bakery that was on East Church, kind of right across from where the Historical Society is now. The big tall building, and there was apartments above it. The building's still there. It was right there with that little church.
Worley's Bakery.
Worley's Bakery, yes. No. And I didn't live in town at that point, but my niece is married to their son. So, but I was just no one mentioned it, and I'm not sure. So, okay, that's all I need.
Well, thank you. Bye-bye. Worley's Bakery, another bakery here in Mary and Mary Ellen.
Yes.
Bakeries everywhere.
Yeah,
donuts.
That was my music teacher's name, Miss Worley.
Worley. Well, it's very interesting that these shops no longer exist locally, that the commercial businesses like Tim Hortons and Dunkin' Donuts and what else do we have in town? Who else sells donuts?
Meyer,
Kroger, yeah, they all sell donuts. So we'll take a shot now with the Tim Hortons here. We'll see how this goes. Tim Hortons, well, these are nice-looking donuts. I will try one of the sprinkly ones. These look like Ohio State donuts here. Dig in.
That's a vanilla dip.
A vanilla dip. Mary Ellen, what are you going to take?
Well, I've got to look at
it. All right.
Well, I think... I don't know.
Now, remember, the next trivia question up here this morning is... what was the question I asked? We'll go back here. Oh, yeah. The first Krispy Kreme donut was sold in what year? What year was the first Krispy Kreme donut sold? 740-383-9944. And we've already got Jody, Lee, and Ryan in the competition. Now, we will be drawing a winner here very shortly, and you will get a chance to win either a pair of tickets to the Columbus Zoo, a pair of tickets to Zumbezi Bay, or a pair of tickets to the Wild. So that's how we will do this morning. What year was the first Krispy Kreme donut sold? 740-383-9944. Get in on the competition, and remember those tickets are good through summer, and you will get a pair of those tickets. And also, next Thursday is the 7-year anniversary of WWGH Radio Thursday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on this station. Go ahead, caller.
I'll take guess, 1938.
Not 1938. That's a good guess, though. 1938, not the year. 740-383-9944. When was the first Krispy Kreme donut sold? What year? First Krispy Kreme donut was sold. 740-383-9944. Very, very interesting question. How long have the Krispy Kremes been around? One of the most popular donuts in the aisle. Do you like Krispy Kremes, Mariella?
I guess I do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of people feel very strongly both ways. They either really like them or really don't, it seems like.
I like Andrews.
Like Andrews?
Yes.
They do have good donuts over there.
Right.
Go ahead, caller.
1937.
You have got it right. That is the year. Let's see. I got the exact date here. A matter of fact, July 13th, 1937. Well, I'm going to ask that next, what state it was. All right. Who do we have on the line?
Well, it's Mary.
Oh, Mary. How are you doing?
I'm fine.
Are you having any donuts this morning?
Nope. I just ate an Andrews cookie, though.
Oh, an Andrews cookie.
Yeah, the sugar cookies with the frosting on top. He makes good ones.
He certainly does. Now, have you ever had these Buckeye donuts?
No, I have not.
They're very good. You have to venture down there sometime.
I should do that.
Absolutely. Well, thanks, Mary. We got you in.
Okie doke.
Thank you. Mary Bickley in Krispy Kreme, 1937. Now, what state was the first Krispy Kreme donut sold? 740-383-9944. What state was the first Krispy Kreme donut sold? That's what we want to know. Now I'm going to try this Tim Hortons donut. Looks colorful, doesn't it, Mary Ellen?
Yes.
It's a very colorful donut.
Yeah.
What kind of donut is this?
Vanilla dip.
Vanilla dip. Here we go. And somebody else talk for a second. Here we go.
He's put the donut in his mouth.
There's crunchy.
He's now chewing on it. His mouth is full of flavor.
Do you hear that crunching?
Oh, yeah.
It's a crunchy donut. That's a very good donut. That's a nice light donut. Very light donut. I like that. Now, Mary Ellen, did you have a Tim Hortons donut?
I had a piece of one.
Yes, uh-huh.
Now, what would you rate the Tim Hortons?
Well, about a 5.
About a 5.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put this donut here. I'm going to put it at an 8. It was light and good. I enjoyed that. Angie, did you have a Tim Hortons? We'll see if what the rank is there. What do you think, Angie?
Well, Boston cream, you know, is my favorite from Tim Hortons, but I tried a Buckeye, is it Buckeye? Buckeye donut. Boston cream. And it was actually better than the Tim Hortons donut.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my. So where do we put the Tim Hortons then?
Well, I'll say a 7.
A 7. All right. So we've got a 5, an 8, and a 7 on Tim Hortons. And we'll have one more to go here. So right now, the way it stands, we have, let's see, we've got 16, 23 for Buckeye Donuts. And we have got 20 for Tim Hortons right now. So that's where it stands. That's where we are. And we'll have one more group of donuts to go before the end of this broadcast today, and we will be giving away our prizes as well. And again, the trivia is the trivia questions. The winners so far, Jody, Lee, Ryan, and Mary Bickley, are in the competition. But the question right now on the table, what state was the first Krispy Kreme donut sold in? 740-383-9944. What state was the first Krispy Kreme donut sold in? First state. 740-383-9944. All right, we will find out momentarily. Okay. Now, let's see. We're getting a message here online. Mary Ellen, you want to hold up that Buckeye donut with the peanut butter? People want to see a picture of that. You want to take a picture of that, Angie, of Mary Ellen with the Buckeye donut for Donut Day? This will be our official picture of Donut Day here on WWGH Radio. Are you a fan of peanut butter, Mary Ellen?
I like peanut butter by itself.
By itself, not on a donut.
I don't want it in anything or on anything. Mm. Yeah.
All right. Did we get a good shot?
Yeah.
All right. Perfect. You know, peanut butter, I don't know why. I like peanut butter in like a Reese cup or sometimes a peanut butter pie. I've had that. That's okay. But to just eat peanut butter, I can't do it.
Oh, I like it all by itself.
You like it just... Mm-hmm. Now, do you ever put it on celery or things like that?
Oh, yes. I like it on celery, but that's about it.
Yeah, that's...
Try carrots.
Oh, that probably would be okay.
Yeah. Somebody used to make a bologna sandwich with peanut butter, and it was like a fried bologna sandwich.
Oh.
Peanut butter and lettuce. I never tried it, but they said that was good. I haven't, you know, the GNR, I haven't been there in quite a while.
Oh, that's, yeah, I have. It's good.
Are they doing well?
They do real well.
Good. Glad to hear things are still moving in the right direction over there. But, that's the way it is here on National Donut Day on WWGH Radio. Now, if you're just tuning in, remember, we have got Buckeye Donuts scoring 23 points. We've got Tim Hortons scoring 20 points. And we have one more donut choice to go here before the hour is up. And then we will have the official count for Buckeye Donut Day here today. You know, Mary Ellen, donuts have become associated with police officers. And I think the reason that this has happened is because it was the only, they were the only shops open at night. So if you know, I think that's what the association was. I don't know for sure, but I'm guessing that what it, that's what it might be.
Well, I think they like donuts. Yeah, they wouldn't be eating them if they didn't like them.
You know, donuts are a treat any time of the day. They, I think, primarily at breakfast, but everybody likes donuts. Mm-hmm. Now, do you like the cream filled?
Yes, I do. I like the ones with the nuts on top too. Yeah,
the nuts on top are good. I'm looking at these now. The bacon on top. Now that's a new innovation. I've not really seen anything like that before.
I don't know about that one.
No. You know, they're starting to mix things up. What is that thing they do now? Deep fry a Twinkie?
Oh, dear.
Yeah. They're doing all kinds of things at these fairs and festivals and so on and so forth.
Deep fried stick of butter.
But, you know, people love this stuff.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what I really like. You know, those things that are deep fried at the everywhere? The...
Funnel cakes.
The funnel cakes. I love those.
With the powdered sugar on
them? Yes. I love to watch them fry them because they're fascinating.
Those are some of that is my favorite fair food.
Yes.
The funnel cakes.
Yes, mine too, I would say.
Yeah, and they're not very sweet.
Well, they're sweet enough.
When you add the powdered sugar.
Yeah. Right. When the powdered sugar goes on, but the actual funnel cake is not too sweet.
No, right.
I don't know what that's made out of.
Well, it's just like a pancake dough, it looks like.
Might be.
Yeah.
Do want to let people know there's still time to enter the competition here. We are looking for the place, the state, where the first Krispy Kreme donut was sold. Now, we know that the year was 1937. What state was the first Krispy Kreme donut sold? 740-383-9944. If you know, give us a buzz. And don't forget, again tonight, the 8 to 10 show with Angie will not be on. We'll be playing a repeat of these 2 hours this morning, so you can listen tonight and enjoy National Donut Day. But we're looking for our answer here, the state in which the first Krispy Kreme donut was sold. You know, I would think that most donuts originated on the East Coast. It doesn't seem like a Southern thing.
No. Well, although, you know, you got the Benet's down in
New Orleans.
Absolutely.
I love those things.
The Benet's?
Yes.
Let's go to the call here. Go ahead, caller.
North Carolina.
North Carolina, you have got it. Now, did you have
nobody was calling in, so I thought I'd just call in again, if that's okay.
No problem. Did you Google it?
Yes, I did Google it.
You do. You had a 1 in 50 shot, but Google's okay. Is this Ryan?
Yes, it is.
All right. Now, did you get your donuts over there, Ryan?
Yeah, we did get our donuts. We ended up getting Tim Hortons, and I had a chocolate cream-filled one, and it was pretty good.
Oh, good, good. So, Tim,
I'd probably give it about a 6, maybe 7.
Oh, you give your donut a 6. So you're weighing in on the tip, because we had Tim Hortons here as well.
Yep, I'm playing right along with you.
Well, you've got the play-at-home version of this game.
Yeah, play at work version.
The play at work version. Well, sounds good. Well, thanks for listening. Now, are your coworkers around you there at work?
There's a couple of them.
Now, can they hear?
No, they can't hear me right now.
Okay. Well, tell them hello from all of us.
Okay, I will.
All right. Thanks, Ryan.
All right. See ya.
Well, that's nice. They're playing right along with us at home, Mary Ellen.
That's great.
That's good.
Yeah. I wonder if Tim Hortons got busy and made more of their honey dip, their regular glaze donuts.
Did we get any of those? No, they were out of the honey dip on National Donut Day.
Right.
Well, we've got one more group of donuts to try here this morning. They're over here. Let's see here. Are you excited?
I'm about sugared out.
No, it's not the Twinkies. Oh, Terry Klein's so upset that I've got Twinkies over here.
It's not just Twinkies. You have a big bowl.
Yeah, but that's how I bribe people to get to do what I want to do.
You've been hiding the plates.
Well, I bribe people with the Twinkies over here.
Whose are those?
Put this right over to the side. Oh, we're getting a call. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, I just wanted to give you a buzz and tell you thank you for the peanut butter marshmallow spread. Boy, that stuff was good.
Oh, so, yeah, you won the peanut butter marshmallow spread. What was it like from Amish country?
Oh, that was like nothing I had ever had before. I was expecting either one or the other to be real strong, you know, like either real strong peanut butter or real strong marshmallow. But it was like a perfect blend of both. The thing I could compare it to would be like caramel. It tastes kind of like caramel.
Oh, well, very nice. What'd you put it on?
Well, I was going to, like, make a sandwich with it with, you know, like some jelly or something. But I'll just admit it. I can't believe I'm going to admit this on air. It was so good, I just started eating it with a spoon.
You just cleaned it out.
Yes, I went up. I didn't eat the whole jar, but I was like, oh, my gosh, this is so good. And then I just ate, like, three big spoonfuls.
Did you have any donuts this morning?
No, I did my typical two sausage burritos, a large sweet tea for McDonald's.
Oh, well,
I very rarely ever deviate from that plan.
Well, I'm glad you tried. Is it all gone now?
No, it's not all gone. I have it hidden in the back of the refrigerator so the kids can't find it when they come over.
Well, I'm so glad it went well for you.
Well, have a good show, everybody.
Boy, hey, hold on. Go ahead.
I was going to say, over in Amish country, like, they set that peanut butter stuff out on the tables. Like, when you go to a nice restaurant, they have them setting out on the table. And then when they bring out the rolls, you can put that peanut butter stuff on the rolls.
Very nice.
Wow. Well, if you make it that far, but if you're a maniac like me, you just grab a spoon and go to town.
That's it. You just grab it. Forget the rolls. Go with the spoon.
People do
forget
like that,
the
too.
Rolls. Forget the bread. Forget the dough. Just grab a spoon and go to Hog Heaven.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. Thank you.
Oh, I did. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Well, there's our winner the other day in our contest, enjoying the peanut butter stuff that we gave away. Very nice. That's good to hear.
Scott.
Yeah.
You want to hear something really, it's either disgusting or yummy. Buckeye Donuts has a donut truck.
Donut truck.
Now, they have a breakfast sandwich. It's sausage, egg and cheese between two glazed donuts.
Oh, sausage, egg and cheese between two glazed donuts. Well, there's something to look forward to for people in the Columbus area who want to go down to Buckeye Donuts. Now, we got one more donut to sample here, and it's a glazed donut. No choice on this one. It is simply a glazed donut. Now, remember, if you're keeping track at home this morning, the Buckeye Donuts have 23 collective points, and Tim Hortons got 20 collective points. So we've got one more group here to go with, and we'll see how these donuts... We've got donuts everywhere here. A diabetic couldn't even come in this room right now. They would drop. Oh, we've got two diabetic.
Yeah,
oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Right. That's the problem.
Oh, see, and you laughed at me earlier. Laughed at me.
Well, and, they did shatter.
Boy, these donuts are so good here, they will break forks.
Well.
You kind of have to do it like a falafel, I think. All right, we're getting another call here. Let's see what we've got coming down the pike. Go ahead, caller.
Back to the weight of Washington Street. When it was the Washington Street Bakery, they made my wedding cake in 57.
Oh, really?
And then it was a barbershop, George's Barbershop. I took my husband there for years until George was no longer able to do it. So, and then the Roker's Bakery was on East Church Street. It's on the left, just before you get to Vine Street, you know, where there's Vine Street High and all those meat. East Church Street, you know what I mean?
Right.
Okay, that's where the bakery was. And Mr. and Mrs. Worley owned it at the time. And I had a gentleman that lived across the street from me, and he would always have Mrs. Worley bring him home a loaf of homemade bread.
Very. So what kind of wedding cake did you have?
It was like a four-tiered wedding cake.
Well, I mean, was it vanilla, chocolate?
Oh, vanilla. Vanilla.
Vanilla.
Vanilla back then.
And
yeah.
It was good.
Oh, very good.
Very
good.
Nice. Very nice. Well, thank you for giving us the information. I appreciate it.
Okay. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Scott.
All right, there we are. More info. I'll tell you, this Roker's is jumping all over town.
Aren't you glad I brought that up?
I'm glad you brought that up. They must have been a conglomerate. They had about 8 locations here in town, apparently.
That's right.
You couldn't stop Roker's. So now these are actually glazed donuts from Kroger.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll give a taste. You know, I've never had one of these, to my knowledge, from Kroger. So I'll give it a bite. Now, have you tried it, Angie?
Yes.
Okay, we'll give it a try. And Mary Ellen, you've tried it?
I tried it.
Mm-hmm.
That's more of a cakey type of a donut. Not bad. Let's see. I'd give that one a 7 as well, if you like a good cake iced donut. What do you think, Mary Ellen?
I think I'd give it a 9.
A 9? That one got a 9.
Yeah.
Wow. What did you like about that one?
Well, I like a glazed donut, just an ordinary glazed donut.
That is,
these others are so fancy, you know.
They are.
They're a little too fancy for me.
So you went with the good old glazed plain.
Good old glazed donut,
right.
Yeah.
Angie, what do you think?
A 2.
A 2? You're going to bring down the curve.
You didn't like it at all, did you?
Not really.
You didn't like that glazed donut?
No.
Holy mackerel. Let's take the phone call here. Go ahead, caller.
God, it's Mary again.
Yes.
I used to stop at Roker's Bakery when I went to school at Baker, when Eber Baker was downtown, and they were on Main Street.
Main Street.
Main Street. I would stop there after school every day. So I'm not exactly sure. There was a bakery where that lady was talking about on Church, on East Church, but that wasn't Roker's.
So Roker's was on South Main.
Yeah, on South Main Street.
Not East Church.
I stopped there, you know, after school almost every day. They used to make a little, it was like a little pecan cookie with a little glob of frosting. I'm a cookie eater more so than donuts, with a little glob of frosting on the top, and they were wonderful. But Roker's was on South Main, like the gentleman said.
Very nice. Well, thank
okay.
you. Well, Mary Ellen, the Roker's mystery continues. Boy, if this Roker's was still in business, they'd be getting a lot of publicity this morning.
They're getting advertised, right.
They are.
And it's all because I happen to remember Bill Roker was, I thought he was in my class, but I guess he was in the 47 class.
Bill Roker.
Mm-hmm.
So he was just...
He was going to Harding.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And he was the son of the donut.
Yeah, he was you're right.
So, well, I guess the final tally here in our donut, because Angie brought down the curve on the Kroger donuts, what we ended up having was 23 for Buckeye Donuts, 20 for Tim Hortons, and 18 for the Kroger donuts. So I guess gold would be Buckeye, and silver would be Tim Hortons, and bronze would be Kroger. So that is the National Donut Day Challenge, and we've got about 16 minutes left. So maybe we'll do one more trivia question before. Mary Ellen, we'll have you draw the winner here of the donut. But we'll see if we can get another winner in here before we do that. Okay, what's another good question here? Okay, in 1986, Louisiana designated what type of donut as the official state donut? What's the official state donut of Louisiana as of 1986? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The official state donut of Louisiana since 1986. Now, we've got Ryan in this competition twice. We've got Mary in. We've got Lee in. We've got Jody in. And maybe you will be an entry if you can tell us, in 1986, what donut was designated the official state donut in Louisiana? Now, remember, you can pick. You can have 2 tickets to the Wilds, 2 tickets to Zumbezi Bay, or 2 tickets to the Columbus Zoo when we draw our winner, and those are good through Labor Day. Now, you were talking about what kind of donut in New Orleans?
Oh, beignets.
Now, what's a beignet?
It's not a donut. It's fried in deep fried, and it's covered with confectioner's sugar. And it's, I don't think there's any Is there any filling? I can't remember. No. Yeah. They are delicious. Yeah.
Oh, very nice.
I'd go for them any minute. Well, you know, I had mix that I could make mayonnaise.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there was a mix. I don't know if it's still going on or not, but yeah, I really like those.
You know, I like those donuts, and I don't think they've ever been copied, that come in the orange sack. I don't know. You can go to almost any grocery store and buy them, or any gas station, but they come in an orange sack, and they, it's like an orange and yellow bag, and they don't have any icing or anything on them. Everybody's looking at me like I'm nuts.
Yeah, I've never seen an orange and yellow bag.
They're the...
Mini donuts?
Yeah, they're tiny little things.
Yeah, they're like... Mm. Yeah, aren't they like the crullers?
Are they crullers?
Some are, but some are just regular cake.
I've never seen what the bag says, though. I don't know what those are.
Just buy it and eat it, huh?
I just dunk it in milk and go to town on that sort of thing.
But, you know, I like... When I go to the store and if I need a quick, like, donut, I will get... I like Nickels.
Oh.
You know, the bagged Nickels donuts. Mm-hmm. I like those better than the Hostess, you know, because they have the Hostess donuts and then the Nickels. But I like Nickels. And they have, you know, the Nickels, what do you call them? The maple things in the big container with it. Along with, like, cinnamon rolls in a big container. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Well,
I used to go up to the Nickels Bakery store on North Main Street, too, and get these. But they had the maple, I don't know if they call them maple twists. They're not twists, but they're, like, I don't know. Somebody has to know what I'm talking about.
Spirals?
They're just, it's like a container, a plastic container of maple. They have maple icing on them.
Well, that's interesting. I don't...
Maple stick donut.
Oh, I did try. I did try. It was good.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I thought maybe somebody would hit the jackpot and remember down in Oakland Heights there was a Rails donut shop. Angie's mother and I, we grew up together, so Angie, your mom might lead you more aware of that place than I did because... In our family, we didn't have the money to go down to buy a donut, per se, when we was little kids, and that must have been around 8 or 9 years old. We was born in 41, so that's when that was, and that went out, and then a theater went in there. But that was on David Street, where it went right from West Center Street, and you go down David Street into Oakland Heights area there, and they had Bo's Ice Cream, and they had the Salt's Hardware, and Ralston's Coal Company. All those people lived right there in a triangle of Jeannie and I. So that's Rails Donut Shop. Yeah, that was a pretty famous place in Oakland Heights. Bye.
Thank you. Rails Donut Shop. Now, do you remember that one, Mary Ellen?
No, I don't. And I would have been coming in that way from, you know, where I lived out in the country.
Apparently in the Oakland Heights area, Rails Donut Shop in the early, I guess, early to mid-1940s.
Yes, I went right by it.
Now, did the Isley Shop sell donuts?
I don't remember, but they sold ice cream.
They sold a lot of ice cream.
The Isley Shop, but remember, there was an Isley's downtown Marion. It was by Turner Hardware.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it was... lunch. It was a restaurant. Yeah.
It's the Isley Shop still holds such fond memories for people. And the LK.
Yes.
But it was... Now, see, was it LK or L and K?
Everybody said LK.
They did, but I think...
It was ampersand L
and
K.
Yeah, Ludwig and Kibbe, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, both of them have went on. Haven't they?
Well, Paul was in my class, and he's still alive.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he was at Primrose for a while. Now he's in Columbus at a facility.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Was he doing well?
Yeah, he was doing okay. Yeah.
Well, and you know who I ran into yesterday, and they say they listen to the station here, George Turoff.
Oh, yeah.
From Turoff's town. He's 91.
Okay.
He told me, looking good. George. Good. So George and his wife, I know, are out there listening. They said they listen every morning. So Mr. George was a great, great cook.
Oh, did you ask him to make you a pie?
George, I want a banana cream or a coconut cream pie. I'll take either one. Mary Ellen and I will share it. George, he's in good shape. He looked great. It was great to see George yesterday. Good. All right, go ahead, caller.
Forgot to say that was a very generous thing that Terry Klein done, going down there and getting all those donuts and putting this show on the so-called NAP, the new radio station, and having this big donut display and everything. That was nice of you, Terry.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yep.
Yeah, we do thank Terry for going down there this morning and getting the donuts. And, you know, last week we had President Harding in here with the Kazoo Man, and next week we've got the 7-year anniversary of this station. Big party on Thursday night. You'll be here for that, won't you, Mary Ellen?
I hope so. Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fun. So. All the last year it was kind of down a little bit because we didn't have a vaccine, and it was in the middle of that pandemic. But I think this year everybody with the station has been vaccinated, so we'll all be here on Thursday night. I think it is Thursday 7 to 9 here on the station. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I just wanted to call and say I remember what Angie's talking about, those maple twists at Nichols.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I grew up out by Morrill, and so we did everything on the north end of town. We came to Nichols, and those things were good. We used to cut, they're big packages, but you cut them in squares, and I dip them into milk, and it was really good.
Now, do you know the orange bag that I'm talking about?
I don't know what that is, no.
Oh, help me out.
I don't know what that is.
Say you know, even if you don't. Say, okay, oh, yeah, Scott, I know. You know the orange bag, don't you?
Oh, I have them all the time.
All the time. They're delicious. Hey, thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I just want to say, I remember because Angie's like, nobody knows what I'm talking about, but I know what she was referring to. I remember going in there as a kid, and because I used to always try to get one of them banana flips.
Oh, the banana flips. Do you remember the banana flips, Angie? No.
At Nichols.
Beautiful. Well, thank you.
All right. Have a good one.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, nobody, I could walk right down to a gas station right now and get the orange bag, the orange and yellow bag of donuts. They're little twisty things. You know, they have no icing on them. Has anybody had these?
Are they, like, glazed?
There's a little bit of glaze on them.
See, that's why I think they're the old... They're either the old-fashioned glazed donuts or the honey crullers. That's what I think.
It could. Well, if you're just tuning in, the big National Donut Day competition today was won by Buckeye Donuts, 23 points. Tim Hortons got 20 points, and Kroger got 18. But Mary Ellen did rate Kroger. It was a scale of 1 to 10. The only donut this morning that got a 9 was the Kroger donut by Mary Ellen.
Yeah, I like the glaze, yeah.
Yes, you did get, but we had to disqualify you because you did not try the other two donuts. The Tim Hortons and the Kroger. The numbers would have been off. It would have been like those Vax-a-million numbers. We would have been fooling around with the numbers. We have to be accurate here this morning on the station. Yeah, that's right.
I think the only reason I wasn't a fan of the Kroger donuts was because, I mean, I like Tim Hortons donuts. They're my go-to donuts. But tasting all the homemade, like, fresh donuts, they don't compare. I mean, these Kroger donuts just don't compare, I think, to the fresh donuts. And they tasted like cake. Like,
well, I think they
make them with a cake mix.
But I think they're fresh.
Well...
Yeah, I think they are, too.
Yeah, I mean,
they could be fresh. It says June 7th on them. But, like, these donuts...
Well, they're really fresh.
That's tomorrow, isn't it? Or no, today's the 4th.
The 4th, so they're really fresh. They're not even made yet.
No,
they're so fresh.
They're not good anymore.
Yeah.
The 7th, yeah, probably.
So...
Yeah.
That would be...
Well, that's interesting. So So that's how we played along this morning. Now, I was kind of even keel. I gave Buckeye and Kroger both a 7. But I did give Tim Hortons an 8 because that crunchy donut was very light. I like that donut. Angie gave an 8 to Buckeye, a 7 to Tim Hortons, but really sunk Kroger with 2. Just that blew that right out of the water. And Mary Ellen gave an 8 to Buckeye, a 5 to Tim Hortons, and a 9 to Kroger. So that's the way it's been here this morning. Now, we still do have one question. We're going to do this drawing in about 4 minutes here, so you can still get in. One more name. We've already got 5 entries. 1986, what was the donut designated by Louisiana as the state donut? 740-383-9944. But I was saying, yeah, I saw George Turoff yesterday at 91. Was out with his wife. They say they listen, so I wanted to make sure to say hello to George and his wife, and I appreciate them listening. And what did you used to get when you went to Turoff's, Mary Ellen?
Well, I think it was steak.
Yeah, they had really good.
Yeah, they had good steak, yeah.
And the cream pies are what they became known for.
Oh, yeah, okay, I guess, yeah. I remember the steak more than the pies, yeah.
I don't know what it was that George did with the pies over there that made them taste different than pies anywhere else. And I did see George Kasotis the other night as well, so I know he's out there listening as well. I saw George and Joanne. There were two good cooks in Marion.
Yes, right.
Still, now George Turoff told me he doesn't cook much anymore, but George Kasotis was getting ready to cook some food for the judges downtown.
He's still doing that.
Still doing that, yeah. So we're glad they're all still out and about doing what they like doing. And here we are.
I
don't know why that went into this.
What are you going to do with all these donuts?
Well, we're going to get, I mean, the pastor will be in. The pastor and his co-host will be in. They'll have some donuts. And then at noon, maybe we'll invite some people in to have some donuts. Well, we'll get rid of these donuts.
I can't eat them all.
I was just wondering if Warner was there.
Oh. He probably didn't make that the dinner the other day. No, I think he's got his hands tied up with other things at this point. Oh, my. All kinds of stuff going on here in Marion, isn't there?
There is, yes. There's a lot to talk about.
When you were here the first time around, was it like this?
The first time around, you mean when?
When you lived here before you went.
I thought maybe like you were reincarnated or something.
No,
I was starting to wonder about that too.
Before you moved away.
Before I went to Bethesda.
Yes.
It was exciting here. Yeah, a lot going on. It was lots of small businesses and lots of industry and then everything kind of went kaput.
And now we've got all kinds of entertainment.
Yeah.
Depends on which day of the week and whenever you read the newspaper, there's always something going on.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, what is it, and just with 2 minutes left here before we wrap this up, well, what is it about, you know, we talked about all this morning. We talked about land and, you know, Warner's name was brought up there, Householder. What is it, people used to leave their jobs. Now people don't leave.
No, they hang in there forever and ever.
Forever. You almost have to drag them out at the
end. Right, right.
Now, see, in the old days, people with Nixon, he left.
He did.
Yeah, but he didn't wait for the vote.
No, he didn't. That's right.
He just took off.
Yeah, right.
And we had people in Marion who, I hate to bring up the name again, but, I mean, John Long did resign. I mean, these people did that. People don't resign anymore.
Al Franken resigned.
Al Franken did resign.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah.
He did. And there were some other people, but it's been quite a while.
Honestly, I think it was a mistake that he resigned, though.
I think that might have been knee-jerk
to the Trump
situation that was going on at that time.
Political correctness.
Well, Mary Ellen
did something that Franken's known from Saturday Night Live and screwing around, doing goofy things. That was by far not that big of a deal. There's too much pressure.
It went around. Mary Ellen, give me a number between 1, 2, 3, 4, and 6. Or no, 5. 1 and 5.
Two.
The winner is Lee Dominey. Lee, give us a call, 740-383-9944, and you can have tickets to Zumbezi Bay, the Wilds, or, Zumbezi Bay, the Wilds, or the Columbus Zoo. A pair of tickets. Give me a call, Lee, real quick, 740-383-9944. Well, Terry, I thank you for going and getting these donuts today, and the people at noon, are you taking these with you? Okay, good. We'll leave them here, and we'll give them out over the course of the day. There'll be some people in and out here, the pastor and some others. And we want to thank Angie for coming in as well. You sticking around?
Maybe for a little bit.
Okay. Angie will stick around. Mary Ellen, it's always a pleasure to see you.
A pleasure to be here, Scott.
Did you enjoy National Donut Day?
Yes, I did.
And you have to get some of those Kroger donuts now.
Well, I think I'm going to stick with Andrews.
Going to stick with Andrews?
Yes.
You would rate them a 10?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I was saving the 10 for Andrews.
Saving the 10 for Andrews.
I do like Andrews, too. Yeah. I go to Andrews all the time.
Andrews is very good. Well, Lee?
Handcraft.
Lee, give us a call at some point, 740-383-9944. You're the winner, and I'll be back momentarily. Stay well.
For you to know or not know, but, it came down the way it did.
To former Ohio State Marching Band Director John Waters.
From what I understand, the defamation lawsuit is a million-dollar lawsuit. I think that's what's been reported. Who knows if that's correct or not. But if they said, John, we made a mistake just like you said, come on back, would you drop the lawsuit?
We'd have to consider all the, all the pros and cons, because there's been a lot of water over the dam, so to speak. If they would say, yeah, come on back, let's let cooler heads prevail, absolutely, I would get rid of the lawsuit. The lawsuit was just a means by which we could open the conversation with the university. And as I say that all I have is my honor and my word and my reputation, and that's what I'm fighting for. And certainly, in doing so, I'm fighting for the reputations of all those alums and students who've been, misrepresented by this whole thing.
Being that this is a defamation lawsuit, obviously you feel they have defamed you in some way. When people see John Waters today, what do you think the interpretation is because of what went down?
I think, and it's borne out every time I walk into the grocery store or in public, people say, you got the short end of the stick. You were the scapegoat. Person after person tells me that.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Find us on Facebook by searching WWGH Marion, Ohio, 107.1 FM, and clicking like for exclusive content. Programming on WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address, 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number, 740-225-4495. Webpage, crtmechanicals.com.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from the Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical perspective. So we'd love to have you listen and just, call in, just get a conversation going and have a great time on the show.
Pastor Steve Whitaker is the pastor at Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. Address, 209 East Water Street. The Marion Towers Apartments are a supporter of WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Address, 400 Delaware Avenue. Phone number, 740-387-9050. Programs on WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, are brought to you by Williams Grass Cutters.
Telephone number 740-272-0062. Website williamsgrasscutters.com. Facebook page at williamsgrasscutters. Email w.grasscutters@gmail.com.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Adam Media and Adam the Computer Guy are a proud supporter of WWGH Radio, offering remote and on-site technical support, network setup, and computer